Rosa Talata is the secretary of the group. In her early 30s, she's excited about the fact that her group is making contributions to avert global warming. She says she wants to make the problem less severe. Even at her level, Talata is full of enthusiasm to join such worldwide fight against global warming. One step at a time, Talata believes her group plus other environmentalists that are spread all over the world will be to secure life on Earth as we know it. Talata says briquettes that are solving the problem of fuel is the best greenhouse technology for rural Uganda. The technology serves both refugee and host communities living side by side. She is excited about the briquettes and wishes to share her skills.
At first, you measure them in kilograms. This one here is a ficus large. Then this one here is a charcoal dust or crop residues. You measure them. You put this one 40 kilograms. Then the crop residues, you put also 40 kilograms. From there, we have the clay. Also, you mix them with it. And we have the molar. Then 120 liter of water. After there, when you mix them, when it has become very fat, you go and mix them with the mixture. After mixing them, you are now taking them to the compact it. How to compact to become as a briquette. To my side, I really benefit. It is now save my time to go and collect the firewood. Then it also can generate for me income after selling them.
What you're hearing is noise of a mill. The simple machine is pressing a mixture of many locally sourced materials, a process known as compression. The mixture will come out solidified, only requiring few hours of sunshine to dry completely, then be ready to be used as fuel in making a hot meal, for example. Such combustible biomass material has been embraced. Catherine Blair, a mother of one and a member of the host community, uses this technology commonly known as alternative fuel. This boiling pot would not have its contents fully cooked if Blair used the traditional cooking methods of using wood for fuel. She would need more fuel as well as more time to serve her family. Apart from requiring less fuel, Blair's meals cook quickly, nearly half the amount of time she would otherwise use. She's able to save the time she uses to do other things or even relax from hectic home chores.
Really, I've loved it because I put small charcoal, then I put like three of them. And that three can cook for me sauce and even mingo for me, inyasa. We have our food in local language called inyasa. So can mingo for me the bread. If you compare with the charcoal takes long, and also, you know, there are some charcoal which are just, you put it, it cannot catch fire, you struggle with it. But this one, you don't struggle with it. Even catch fire very fast, the way you're seeing, even your hearing, the way my sauce is making sound, you just hear good sound.
In order to ensure the technology is near to efficient, the group makes energy-saving stoves for their customers such as Kathy. With support from NGOs, all of the group's products could be obtained for a fee that is far less than charges on firewood, hence the name Alternative Energy, something thought to have solved anticipated problems between refugees and their hosts over wood, as Taban Isaac, the advisor, explains.
We are looking into it like to control conflict in between the host and the refugee community, because I know well that if these women continue to go to the bush to base firewood, because they have fields all the nearby trees, it will sometimes cause problem. So again, we wanted to conserve the environment from tree cutting. The reason as why, again, we wanted to have this briquette is to generate money to these women, because our group is made up of women. Most of them are women. And to market out these briquettes, we shall go to the household and make the local stores to market our briquettes around.
The group produces 250 briquettes in a day, and they make the briquettes three times a week. The briquettes are of two types, stick briquettes and the honeycombs, that are bigger to suit the energy stoves.